Hi, this is Paul Warne, and you're listening to the Rams Review Podcast.
This is the Rams Review Podcast. Discussions, insights, interviews, and analysis. All passion, all Derby County. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rams Review Podcast. And we've decided to do a special episode now the dust has settled on Derby County promotion. We've decided to get views from fans, not just from obviously the UK and people who were physically at the game, but some fans from all across the world and what this promotion means to them. I hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Amelia Warren. This season, wow, it's been remarkable, hasn't it? I mean, highs, lows, a standard Derby County roller coaster, but yeah, just an incredible day to experience Saturday was, and to be there in the stadium. I think it'll be one for years to come where we all look back and we say, you know, we were there when we got promoted back to the Championship. So yeah, I mean, it's a great achievement for Paul Warren and his staff, and also for the players, because, you know, the league hasn't actually been all that easy. You've had teams from all positions, you know, teams that have been relegated getting results, and teams that have been fighting for the top two and the top six losing games that you probably wouldn't expect. So it's been the standard EFL topsy-turvy experience, but just so glad that we pulled through in the end and couldn't be more proud to be a Derby fan. I mean, the celebrations on Saturday really showed that these players and the coaching staff really do care for this club, and they've really been playing for the badge on the front of that shirt. And it was really special to share those moments with them, you know, even out, I think, in Derby City Centre afterwards, you know, they were mingling with the fans and stopping for pictures and enjoying the celebrations. So you can't ask for much more from a set of players. And just ever so grateful to be a part of it. And it makes you really proud to be a Derby County fan. But yeah. Looking forward to next season, looking forward to being back where to be honest, we deserve to be in the first place. I don't think we ever deserved that League One experience that we've had. But, you know, we're out of it now, and I'm just really looking forward to being back in that Championship and being back to hopefully competing with some bigger clubs. I mean, there's no disrespect to League One there. There is some big clubs within the division, but I think the Championship, you know, you look up and down the league, even, you know, towards the bottom of the table, you've got the likes of Sheffield Wednesday, you've got the likes of Birmingham City. So, yeah, it's much bigger, and it's where we should really be. And then hopefully we can rebuild, get some structure and stability for the new season, and then see how that goes. I mean, I'm not expecting too much. I don't think we'll fly up the division and do what Ipswich did. I think, you know, that's been a long time coming for them and a big work in progress. I think it will take maybe a season to get to grips with everything again, and hopefully we can just stay up. We can get some great results. We can have some good experiences, but ultimately just stay in the division. And then the season after that, let's try and push on and kick on and get ourselves even more success, because everyone wants to celebrate days like Saturday. And if we could do it going up to the Premier League, I mean, that would be, I'd dread to think what the city would turn into, but it would be absolutely incredible. So we can dream for now, but just so glad to be back in into the second tier. And it, to be honest, it doesn't all feel real yet. It doesn't feel like it's quite set in. But yeah, it's an absolutely amazing experience. And the boys really deserve it. The fans deserve it after everything we've been through as a club as a whole. So grateful to David Clowes for coming in, for saving the team, saving the club, saving the city. It really feels like something special is happening here, and it's good to have that feeling at Derby, because it's not something that we're all too familiar with. So yeah, really looking forward to next season, really pleased that we've gone up, and yeah, let's see what the next season brings. Up the Rams!
My name's Cam Tomlinson, and I've supported Derby my whole life. I I've had a season ticket ever since the 2014-15 season, except for this season, which is typical. The first season that I don't have a season ticket is the season we get promoted, because I have been at uni this year, but I didn't let that stop me from managing to get to a few games. I was never going to let that stop me. I think I've been to about 16 games this season. And some of the notable ones, I'd say, Wigan away. I think Wigan away was the match that I realised we were going to get promoted. First half, we were quite dominant. Obviously went 1-0 up through a Curtis Nelson header. The second half of that game, we just had to dig deep, grind out that result. Proper poor warm performance. And we just showed both sides to our game. And that is one of many examples of the wins that promoted sides get and the wins that we previously haven't got in previous seasons, like Sheffield Wednesday last season and Plymouth last season. Just many games like that. Cambridge as well, towards the end of the season. Obviously, another 1-0 win. Just them tight wins where we're under the cosh and we're under the pressure. And in previous seasons, Derby sides, they'd crumble and we'd concede a late equaliser or winner. And we'd drop points way too easily. But this side, there was just something different about this side. I could just tell that it was gonna be different this season, and it's been proven in the end that this side had what it took to get promoted. And yeah, like, it's just been an amazing season all around. And this was Saturday, that was just a complete day of celebration. I think everyone knew, even before the first goal went in, that it was going to take a lot to throw it away from that position. I think the first goal obviously settled a few nerves, because that meant that Carlisle would have to score two goals and Bolton would have to obviously win by three or more. But I think everyone just knew that it was going to take a lot to bottle it from that position.
Kia ora, Rams fans, it's Ewan here from Rotorua, New Zealand. What a season that's been. It's a bit of a roller coaster, troubled at times, but equally as rewarding as it comes to the end. I must say, at the start of the season, I did wonder where we were going to end up, and there was obviously calls for Warne's head and things like that, but thankfully everyone stuck with him and he saw the job through. But yeah, troublesome times. Stevenage, Shrewsbury, oh blimey, we don't really want to remember those ones. But what a away form, great away form, and looking from afar as well, the Rams fans who were actually following the team around the country just gave that boost. It was amazing. What a club we all support. The team themselves, I mean, for me, hats off. Obviously, we look at Cashin, Wilson, Ebu, of course, just outstanding. But likewise, I think it's so important that we look at the impact of Forsyth and the back there, Nelson. They've just been so good. And coaching team who've been doing set pieces are great. Sibley, frustrating. Frustrates me, but blimey, what a strike that guy's got. He's I can't think of many people who hit the ball as well as he does. When he connects with that ball, it's so good. But he can just be highs and lows. He's been great. So, I mean, it's been a turbulent season. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I managed to get two games this year, Shrewsbury and Leighton Orient. It was amazing to be back at Pride Park to watch those games and actually be involved with as part of the crowd. Where do we go next season? Well, mid-table. Let's go mid-table. Let's not be silly about these things. Anything above that bottom three, stabilise that club. Klaus, oh, amazing guy. What a fella. made us back into a club, made us financially stable, and now we've got that reward where we can move up. There's definitely investment to be made, but we do have a good basis of a team. Got to start gelling a lot more than we have done this season, I think, but we've got the really good sound foundation to work from. Joe Wildsmith, mention him. I forgot to mention him. Yeah, great. You know, a shot stopper. He's kept how many clean sheets this year? Well, got the golden glove, didn't he? So, yeah, that's great from there. I'm just going to be looking forward to rocking on for next season. Let's bring them on. I really hope we get Middlesbrough first game of the season, because I hate them. I just want them to. I want to beat them. Let's get them down and out of the division. That would be awesome. But whoever we get, whoever we see next season, it's going to be great. It is Premier League 2. It's going to be tough. It's going to be great, entertaining, and the good times are back at Derby.
Chris Holt from the Rams Review podcast. Well, what a day. What a result. And at last, finally, after this awful, mentally draining season in the quagmire we call League One, we're finally out of it. And thank God. And let's hope we're never back in the depths of that despairing league again. Fair play to the lads who have been absolutely magnificent throughout the season. Yes, I've been critical, I admit that, and in certain times I believe it was justified. Obviously now my hat goes off to them, and I'm very proud of them all. Being a proud Derby lad and a Derby fan for 50 years, it's great to see another promotion during my lifetime. I've seen a few going back to the early 80s, so, and I've seen championships back in 75, 76. So, but I would say that this is up there definitely with one of the happiest days of my life. Paul Warne, I wasn't a fan at first, as people know, but he's turned me around. I think he's got it spot on, certainly the second half of the season. I think the first half was a bit of trial and error, and there was moments where I did question his appointment and whether we were doing the right thing. But fair play to David Clowes, who stuck by him and gave him that confidence and that ability. And I think that was a big turning point of the season, to know that he had David Clowes' arm around him and said, just carry on doing your stuff. And to be fair, I put my hand up, you know, what a brilliant piece of management by David Clowes. It's something that you don't get nowadays from owners of football clubs who give that support to their head coaches. Massive shout out to some unsung heroes, Aaron Cashin, Curtis Nelson, obviously we all know, but let's think about Ryan Yambi and the job he did when he came into the team, Louis Sibley, Joe Ward, Joe Wildsmith, Corey Smith, Ibuie Adams, what a signing. Whether we can get him next year, who knows. All the way through to Colo up top, Bark Hazen had his moments, Thompson, Rooney was a player that we sorely missed, and I can't wait to see him in the championship because I think he'll thrive. Birdie, what a send off! You know, an incredible man. Love Max Bird. His father was an absolute gentleman. I knew him from my times in basketball, and he'll be so proud to look down on him and see the accolade that he deserves. And what a way to end at the moment your career with Derby County, with 200 appearances and a thunderbolt that seals promotion. Going on to next season, who knows what the championship will bring. I know that we've really got to dig deep in pockets, and it'll be interesting to see now whether Clowes brings in investment from the outside. I won't be surprised at all. I think it's needed, because I think you need a big budget to even sustain a position in the championship. But in the meantime, let's just leave that for a week or two. Let's celebrate what we've achieved. Well done, Derby County. Well done, Paul Warne. Well done, David Clowes. Proud of you all. Come on, you Rams.
Hey, Corey, this is Chris. Saturday, what a day, one for the ages. I think there's two things to talk about here. From a footballing point of view, David Clowes obviously massively vindicated. I can't think of many promotion managers who could have had a rockier ride than Paul Warne. Took unbelievable pelters through the season. You know, there were certain points where, I mean, his football style has been well documented, and that kind of style is great when it works, but obviously when it doesn't work, it's brutal. And I think, you know, there were certain periods where the football was bad, the results were bad, and it would have been the easiest thing in the world for David Clowes to kind of move him on and replace with somebody else and maybe go back to Rossignol Ball or that type of thing. But I think, you know, sticking with him had obviously been massively vindicated. And yeah, I mean, if you look at those teams at the top, not many of them do play tippy-tappy ball. They're all Portsmouth, Barnsley, Bolton. They're all fast wingers, centre forwards. So, you know, I think that style has been vindicated, and obviously the results, you know, speak for themselves. And yeah, Warne kind of turning it round and getting it over the line and fundamentally doing the job he was brought in to do. You just cannot knock it. I think the second piece to talk about is kind of just that unbelievable outpouring of emotion that we saw. Just the relief, the joy, the elation, the photos, the images, just the whole city on the pictures on the pitch are amazing. The pubs in town were unbelievable, you know, and, you know, I think we've all kind of created memories there that, you know, are going to stay with us for the rest of our lives. And amazing as well for the younger guys who have been through the tough times with McLaren, not seen anything like that before. But yeah, so immense. And yeah, I'm so proud of the team, the club, the city, everything. And I just cannot wait for, you know, next season you know, the roller coaster to start all over again.
We are going up. We are going up. We are going up. We are going up. I am Giampiero from Turin, Italy, and I am the admin of the Italian Rams, official fan club of Derby County. We deserve this promotion. We have done a great season. Come on, you Rams!
Joseph McCormack from the DCFC audio description team here. Derby County are promoted to the Championship. Paul Warne and his staff have done a fantastic job since arriving from Rotherham United in 2022, leading the Rams to promotion in Warne's first full season. It's now four promotions out of League One for the Derby County head coach. They've only had to wait 2 years to bounce back to the Championship after their relegation, but it's been an agonising wait for the Rams supporters. There's no doubt a club of Derby's size and stature should be operating higher than the third tier, and next season, they'll be doing exactly that. Going up as runners-up with 92 points. It's the most points that Derby have ever picked up in a single season, and the positive records don't stop there. Most away wins in a single campaign for the Rams. Fewest goals conceded in the entire Football League this season. Best goal difference in League One as well. It's been a truly remarkable year to be a Derby supporter, and those scenes at full-time last Saturday when promotion was official will never be forgotten. An inevitable pitch invasion as the best part of 30,000 Rams fans packed out Pride Park to serenade their heroes for that 2-0 win over Carlisle. Personally, I've had a fantastic year covering the club's journey on DCFC AD. I've been fortunate enough to commentate on 10 matches this season, my highlights including that late win over Burton Albion, that 3-0 beating of Barnsley, and a 4-0 thrashing of Northampton on Halloween. It's been a ride of a lifetime, and I'm looking forward to doing it all over again next year with Championship football to come on DCFC AD.
Hi, Football Manager Stream FM, Ramster here, and what can we say after Saturday? After a long season that started back in August with, you know, two home defeats, you know, who'd have thought on Saturday at the end of the season we'd be on the pitch celebrating our first promotion in a long, long time. A culmination of 2 years of hard work for David Clowes, you know, the reluctant owner and the unsung hero of the club. There were some dark times during this season. There were some times away at Stevenage where we didn't think we were going to have the fight or the ability in the squad to get out of this tough division. And I think credit's got to go down to the entire squad, all of who contributed over the season. You know, we've got James Collins, 19 goals, Dwayne Wildsmith with the Golden Glove, Nelson and Cash at the back. You know, Sonny Bradley, who had a difficult start to the season, who came into the season and was an absolute warrior at the back for us. Bird, Tomo, midfield, Sibley at left wing back, Mendes, Lang was winning games on his own. And of course, Ebuwe Adams, who came in January, the missing piece, so to speak, in the squad, culminating in, you know, the great scenes that we saw on Saturday. And I think a lot of credit's got to go down to Paul Warne. I've never been his biggest fan as a manager, but he's very likeable. And I think the spirit and the culture that he's brought to the team, of the unity of the squad, which I think we've seen. I think everybody's seen the videos from Saturday night and Sunday with the players out. I think that came across in spades with the unity and the cohesion of the squad. It's going to change next season. You know, there's a lot of big decisions for the club to make. But we're back in the Championship. There's a minimum that this club deserve with the support we've got, with the facilities we've got. You know, and it's interesting to see where we go from here. You know, there's talk of investment coming into the club. There's talk of Premier League loan players coming in. I'd like us to be sensible. I'd like to see the majority of the squad stay together. I'd love to see Joe Wildsmith stay. But we've got some big decisions to make as a club moving forward. But we're back in the Championship. We're back rebuilding the club that we all love. And I, for one, I cannot wait for the start of next season.
Hi, Rams Review. Jack Simpson here. Wow. Derby County back in the Championship. Just what we wanted. Just what we set out for at the start of the season. Achieve promotion. We wanted it at the start. We've now got it. Seeing the players celebrate over the last couple of days has been honestly amazing. And it's starting to make me think if this is even real, as if we even deserve this. But we absolutely do. The players absolutely deserve it. The club deserves it. David Crowes absolutely deserves it. Paul Warne got a lot of critics over the course of the season. He absolutely deserves it for being the man behind the wheel. And most importantly, the fans, everyone a part of this football club, deserves this promotion. And it's just an absolutely amazing feeling to be back in the Championship, but where we belong at a minimum. We're a fantastic football club with a great following, and this is a really good opportunity for us now to rebuild, to kick on back in the division that we deserve to be in. And hopefully over the next sort of few weeks we'll be seeing some positive news regarding potential incomings or keeping players in terms of the ones that are out of contract. But wow, it's just unbelievable the things that we've been through over the last couple of years, and to finally have some positive news in promotion back to the Championship, it's just an amazing feeling. It's one that most Derby fans, especially me only being 20 years old, we've experienced so many highs but a lot more lows at the same time, and to actually experience our club get promoted, unfortunately not to the Premier League that we wanted a few times, but no, to absolutely smash the season, smash the targets of getting promoted. At times it looked like it was all doom and gloom. Looked like Stevenage away, for example, where we was looking like, you know what, this is it, Paul Warne out, and he's actually managed to turn it around. And yeah, he's been an absolute saviour for this football club this season. And like I say, in terms of saviours, you look at David Crowes saving the football club all that season ago, and making sure that we're actually still able to watch the Rams on a Saturday or on a Tuesday night. And it's just a brilliant feeling for us to finally get over the lines and be able to support the football club again, but in the Championship. And it's a brilliant opportunity for us as a club to really kick on now, and hopefully with the rebuild, with players coming in and things like that, we can have a positive season next season and really start to kick on in the Championship. But absolutely buzzing for the lads, buzzing for the fans, buzzing for David Crowes. Up the Rams.
Hello, Cal Singh Dinsa here, Cal Sir. So for me, the season was obviously a great success. Last season, the end of it was a bit of a disappointment, the way we fell out of the playoffs right at the last hurdle. But to be honest, I did feel that we just weren't strong enough to possibly compete and then go further. And had that team miraculously got into the Championship, we would have struggled. So this season, there were times when I felt the same way, that if we did get promoted, we would struggle again next season and come straight back down. However, the results towards the end of the season, the last few games, definitely supported the idea of promotion for us. And there came a point in about January when Paul Warne, the manager, was getting a lot of heat, and David Clowes, our owner, backed him, supported him. And I think that helped Paul Warne a lot in his confidence. It also galvanised the players behind him. And you could kind of feel that the players played for him. But there were occasions when we would win three or four games, suddenly lose one. Win two, suddenly lose one. And that kind of knocked us a bit. But to finish off the way we did at the end of the season, that was just amazing. I was at the Leyton Orient game at home with my son. And what was it, 3-0 we won in the end. And it was a great day. The actual promotion day, this Saturday, my son and I were at the ground, but we didn't have tickets. But we wanted to take in the atmosphere because we were so close to promotion. And it was a wonderful occasion. Met a lot of people, talked a lot, shared a lot. Was on Radio Derby and so on, sharing opinions. And we watched everything happening in front of us and we could feel the buzz. We knew something was going to happen. And we just had to believe, the players just had to put a performance in and get the positive result we needed to get that 1 point at least to get us promotion. So at 12:30 kickoff, my son and I decided to head off towards Pairtree to visit my mother. And as we were heading off in that direction, we stopped off at the burger bar. I bought my son a drink. He took a few sips and then off we went again. And suddenly we heard this massive roar from inside Pride Park Stadium. And we looked at each other and thought, what on earth? Is that a goal? And then we realised we were 1-0 up. And at that moment, I think we both were sure that I think this is going to go our way. This is going to go our way. And yeah, end of the day, we got promoted. And I just think it's great for our fans, for our team, for our squad, for David Clowes especially. That man deserves it. We owe him a lot. He saved our football club when we were at our lowest point. We almost became extinct. But this local man, this local businessman with a business head who knew what he was doing, he put his money from his own pocket to save our club. And honestly, we're all in debt to him. The only slight disappointment is that I wanted to see a parade, a promotion bus parade, let's say. But it seems it might not happen. And that's a bit of a shame because obviously some of us could not be at Pride Park that day and we couldn't go onto the pitch. And it would have been nice just to, you know, wave our flags and cheer these boys and maybe the ladies on because they want a plate competition, and it would have been nice for a parade to occur, but I guess that's the way it is. Players are going to go on holiday, and when they come back, they'll be ready for next season, and some might go. We might never see them again, and it's those players you just wanted to say thank you to, and how much we appreciate their efforts. It's been a great season. It ended on a real high, and it's nice to be back in the Championship.
Hi Corey, my name's Martin Dempster, I'm 61 years old and I've been a Derby County fan for well over 50 years and it's all been absolutely fantastic since day one. I'm lucky enough to remember the good days of the 70s just about when we won two championships in 3 years and had some great times and great players, but since then it's been a bit tough going. Now looking back on Saturday and the promotion was just so fantastic. Not just for me, but for most Derby fans, and especially the young ones, like my son, who started coming with me in the Billy Davis season when we went up. And it's been nothing but purgatory ever since. And I feel so sorry for him, for he tried to escape it, but I'm afraid he's a Ram through and through. He's had a life of misery so far. But just the joy on his face, hugging strangers on Saturday at the match, and just 30,000 other like-minded souls just enjoying ourselves and just letting ourselves go. They say we're reserved as a nation, English. Well, it wasn't so much like that on Saturday. Just the tears of joy and real pleasure. I've never lived in Derby. Don't come from Derby, but I've always supported Derby County, and actually worked for the club in the commercial department in the early 2000s with when the three amigos were still in charge, which was really interesting. But that's for another time, maybe. I think looking forward, I think people have said, oh, well, you know, we need to look at the team and we need to change. We need to do this, that and the other. Well, that's absolutely right. And I'm sure after a few days of celebrations, the magnificent Davy Clowes and Paul Warren and his team will be looking at who we need to buy, where we need to strengthen. So many players are out of contract. But if there's one thing I did learn from working for the club for a short time, things are going on well in advance that, you know, we know about in the press or on the radio, etc. So things will be in hand. And of course, it depends on wages, demands, who's available, length of contract, all that sort of stuff. But it's exciting times when you think 2 years ago, we were really worried about, did we have a club? The bombshell of administration was dropped just before my daughter's wedding, which was great. So I had to put this veneer of happiness and a smile on my face while listening to the brilliant Ed Dawes on Radio Derby telling us what happened. So happy days. Anyway, that's about it, because I could go on for it forever, but that's not what you want. It's just a soundbite. Anyway, to all the fellow Rams fans in Derby and further afield, because I did actually used to write a column in the Ram newspaper 100 years ago, the long distance fans trying to get us together in the age before mobiles and internet and all that sort of stuff. We used to send each other messages on Flint and all that. So all the very best for next season, and what a great season for the Rams Review as well. Brilliant programme, love it. All the very best, Corey.
Nick Webster, South Stand season ticket holder. Well, 48 hours after, wow, what an amazing day. I've still not really had time to gather my thoughts, but it's been an amazing season. Absolutely ecstatic with the promotion, as we all are. It's been a huge roller coaster these, not even 2-3 years, probably going back 7 years, to try and get, you know, some kind of feeling, you know, of a promotion. We've not had it for so long, and you know, this fan base deserves it. Everything that we've been through, you know, poured out in absolute pure emotion with the scenes that we saw at Carlisle on Saturday. And you know, these are the moments you want to cherish, because they don't come round every so often, do they? 28 years since we had the last automatic promotion or thereabouts, and obviously 2007 since the last one, and then the club nearly folding. You couldn't ride it, really. Netflix have kind of missed getting a documentary on Derby, but you know, this season's been absolutely amazing. I can't put into words how, even the last 2 years, to be fair, I kind of fell back in love with football again. You know, visiting some of the grounds that we've done, seeing proper football, none of this sanitised Premier League lark, and even up to the, I guess, with the Championship, despite us wanting to be there. It's been an amazing season. I know we had a rough patch, you know, October, November, but for me, I backed him. I remember some of the games. As you well know, when I came on the blog, came on the pod as well, I was so in support of him, and I could see what he was doing, and I'm glad for him as well, because you know, we look back to what happened at Stevenage, the unsavoury scenes there, you know, we all came together in the end, and that's all that matters. And to get over the line like this is absolutely great for the city. You know how much this football club means to the city; it's everything. But, you know, we're still in a process, I guess. You know, we've still got to get a whole team together, regardless whether we got promoted or not. So we now need to move on from the joys, the promotion, the highs, to go and look forward to next season, look forward to it and stick together, because that's going to be the crucial thing. All we've got to do next year is finish fourth from bottom, following year finish mid-table, then aim for the playoffs. It's going to be a slow, long road, because this club has been ripped apart. And to do what we've done in 2 years is nothing short of absolutely superb. It really is. And, you know, you look at the big clubs like Portsmouth that have been down there for years, the Sunderlands, the Sheffields. You know, we did it in 2 years, considering what happened to us. And I think that's a huge achievement that should never, ever be undervalued, because to do it, it's nothing short of amazing. It really is. But the crucial thing going forward is we've got to stick together, because next season, you know, we're not going to do like in Ipswich as much as I'd love us to do. You know, we've still got to be sorting stuff out with the players, get these right 25, 28 year old in, get the academy lads coming through, unfortunately sell a few to get a few books in the bank to go out and buy some. But what a time to be a Derby fan, eh? My eldest 16, you know, his first promotion, born the day we lost 5-0 away at Arsenal. For him to achieve it is great, and I feel for him on that, because we all know what it was like when we were a bit younger, the Crystal Palace and the West Brom promotion, and even the other one if you're a bit older. But yeah, proud part to witness his first promotion as well was something special. The the delights of the fans running on the pitch was something special. And I tell you something, absolute credit to all those that were pretty much on the pitch for the last 2 minutes, that they kept the nerve and didn't go on until the referee actually blew his whistle. And, you know, sometimes we can often look, you know, and criticise fans for pitch invasion and stuff, but, you know, it's a joyful experience. It's what you remember. The absolute flooding of the fans on the pitch was something else. I think there was a bit of a race between all stands to see who could get in the middle first and get on a player first. But seeing some of the players lifted by the fans, that's what it's all about. That's why you follow home and away and shell out all this money watching Derby County for moments like that. And it's got to be cherished. We're going to remember it. Keep up the good work, guys. Up the Rams. Keep these celebrations going over the summer before the real hard work starts next season.
This year, it's been 9 years following Derby Way. Last August, I visited UK and following Derby home and away. And I thought how this mighty team will in the league win. Home attendance are over 25,000 in a match, away followings are massive in the League One. Even our fan base can't be compared with the Premier League clubs. But how dare one of men had made this team nearly broken, wasn't it? But as we know, we're saved. We're reborn, we're promoted now. Many people saying it's thanks to David Clowes, but I don't think so. All Derby people have made it. David Clowes is, players are, some who lives in Derby is, some who doesn't live in Derby is. All the supporters want a promotion, isn't it? I'm so delighted we are able to find our pride again. I can't wait to visit Derby again next February. Up the Rams.
Hello everybody, Phil Lowe here from the Shirt Collection. Congratulations to all of us. It's been a long time since we had something to celebrate, something positive. How good was Saturday? To be there was one of those rare treats as a Derby County fan you yearn for, season after season. I'm 54 and up until Saturday I'd only seen 5 promotions in my lifetime. I read somewhere that Paul Warne is only the 8th manager to get us promoted in our entire history. Unbelievable. But that's what makes it so special. It doesn't matter what league we're in, we'll celebrate it in the same way with everything that we've got. It's so important for the younger generation to get a taste of success. My son Jordan is 14 and all that he knew was failure. He's had a season ticket since he was 2 years old. He went to Wembley, he saw us lose and then he saw us relegated. So obviously right now he's on cloud 9. The magic has been rekindled and the fire is burning. Who would have thought at the beginning of the season that this is how it would happen? Who would dare to dream? Around Christmas there was so much toxicity, easy for you to say, and a lot of negativity. And then that carried on until February. And then we dropped some points and there was a couple of games where we just didn't seem to turn up. But that's all in the past now. In the end, it was a breeze. We finished 5 points in front of Bolton, 8 in front of Peterborough, and 16 points in front of Barnsley. So we came good just at the right time. I think the signing of Ebu Adams at the end of January, I think that's what made a massive difference. 17 games he played for us, and he's such an enthusiastic player. Covers the whole of the pitch. And he really gave our midfield exactly what it needed. Some bite and some aggression. So we need to get him signed up for next season and get it done sharpish. I think we obviously need to strengthen in areas. Probably get 5 new players in. We do have a certain degree of strength in the squad. So it's not a total rebuild. But some changes are needed. I'm sure Paul Warne and David Clowes will see to that. So just to round off, I'll say that this season has been a slow burner. Lots of ups and downs, but mainly positives. If you think at the end of November we're in sixth place, and it wasn't until the start of February when we moved into second place, but then we've remained there pretty much since then. And then on Saturday we bowed out in style and we're now back in the Championship. So let's look forward to next season and let's do it all again. Up the Rams.
Hello, my name's Lewis Everett, and what an incredible journey this club has been on over the past 2 years, the past 5 years really, when it always stretches back to that Mal Morris time and missing out on promotion against Villa under Frank Lampard. And since then we've had the sheikhs coming and going, we've had Eric Alonso, we've had many prospective buyers come and go, we've been through administration and we've had Chris Kirchner turning up, and ultimately ended at the feet of what can only be described as a brilliant owner in David Clowes. And I'm glad he got his moment in the 55th minute on Saturday as we achieved automatic promotion. It's something that he's deserved all season long, and I'm glad he got that moment in such a big, important game. And we've had such a turbulent time, and I think what tops it off is Max Bird on his 200th appearance for the club after breaking through from the academy. I think he was 16 when he made his debut, scoring such an incredible goal on his final appearance for the club as he heads off to Bristol City. And I'd be lying if a few tears didn't come out of my eyes when that goal went in, and then a few more when James Collins scored that second. And it's incredible the journey this club's been on, not just this season but over the past 2 or 3 years, obviously coming out of administration and Liam Rossini building that squad of players, which, don't get me wrong, I think could have done better. I think we should have got in the playoffs last season, but he brought some impressive bodies in with Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, Tom Barkays and James Collins, Conor Horahan, like, just to name a few, who have all had massive massive involvements over this season. And it's been crazy getting to experience all the highs and the lows of this season, and to think of how low everybody was after Stevenage and Shrewsbury. And like, you have the moment of Conor Horahan coming over to the fans and Paul Warne potentially being on his way out, to then where we are now, and it's a massive improvement. Now, I can't say that I wasn't in that camp that was unsure during that period, because I definitely was. It was a time when we was miles away from automatic promotion, which was ultimately the goal this season, and we was miles away from the title. And at the end of the day, it's that period that cost us a chance at the title. But we have to take the positives out of what we've experienced over the past week and that automatic promotion fight we've been on, and the fact I think we won 8 out of the last 10 or 9 out of the last 11, something like that. Going into this final run of games is something I've never seen Derby do before, and Paul Warne deserves a lot of credit for that, and so do the players obviously, and so does the recruitment staff for bringing in the likes of Ibu Adams this season. And obviously everyone's had their moment. You've got Curtis Nelson, who's been so impressive this season. Obviously, Sonny Bradley's had his moments in the second half of the season. Kane Wilson and Joe Ward have been two impressive signings that at first I wasn't sure about Joe Ward. Obviously, Ryan Nyambi coming in as well. We've done some incredible business this season. It's been a mental experience, and I'm happy to say that I was lucky enough to be a part of the rebuild in 22-23 as an intern, where even if I've had the little bit of help to those academy lads that I worked with over that season and the staff I worked with, I know how much it means to them getting promoted. I know how much it meant last season and how much it hurt obviously not reaching the playoffs, and they deserve this moment just as much as we do. And those players on that pitch, the staff in Moor Farm at Pride Park, they've all played their part one way or another, and ultimately it's been such a brilliant season. And it was such an amazing way to round off with a 2-0 win, and that pitch invasion, which I don't think I'll ever forget. There's some magical moments that have come from this season. Oxford away being one that's most notable, 2-0 down after 10 minutes. And I said then that's Championship mentality, that's promotion mentality. And I think we showed that, especially through the second half of the season. So, yeah, what an amazing experience.
hopefully you all got to experience it as well, whether it be in the stadium or with your family in a pub or at home or wherever. And let's hope we can go again. Let's hope we can do an Ipswich. Obviously, let's not put too much pressure on, but it would be insane to see what we can do in the Championship next season. Massive rebuild coming up.
Hi, it's Pav from Punjabi Rams. Well, how do we describe the season? It started off with hope, killed on the opening day. I think a bit of despair throughout the season, especially if you look at Stevenage, then some of those late goals we conceded, like at Peterborough at home, just the turn of the year. But I think the team's shown some real tenacity. The squad's been used. Everybody's come in, even players like Dwight Gale. He didn't have a massive part, but he had a crucial part with a couple of goals. And we've somehow managed to deal with the injuries we've had. I mean, if we look at like Leighton Orient at home, the centre-backs coming in and our defensive line scoring the goals. So, and I think that really sums up the season. It's been a real team effort. Fair play to David Clouses as well, sticking with Warren when there was a bit of pressure early in the season. He's got the deserved outcome, and what a fantastic day Saturday was. One we'll be talking about for years, and just that joy and buzz, not just at Pride Park, but throughout the city of Derby.
Yeah, thank you very much for asking me to do this. I hope you don't mind me kind of going through a bit of my story, first of all, if that's okay. And then I'll get on to like recent times and yesterday, if that's okay with you. So yeah, so I don't really know where to start, if I'm honest. I think a lot of neutrals may think we're somewhat dramatising this promotion, but most of them don't know our story. They've not lived it like we have. And so, yeah, so for me, basically growing up, I missed our glory days of the 70s, unfortunately. And I was too young to remember the good times under Arthur Cox. So basically, my childhood was built on reading all the matchday magazines I could find, stories from my dad and my granddad from the 70s and before. And I was just hooked. I would just read matchday magazines and look at the attendances and fixtures and the players and their stats. I just loved it all. Record wins and all kinds of stuff. I was just couldn't get enough information about Derby, really. So a bit of a stato when I was younger, if I'm honest. Went to Wembley, the old Wembley, to watch Derby against Cremonese, you know, Tanglewood Cup final. That was my first amazing memory watching Derby, albeit we lost. And then ever since then, it's just been a roller coaster, really, isn't it? Which I don't think many clubs can rival. I remember listening to Derby get promoted at the old baseball ground when Van der Laan scored. I was actually playing football at the time. And one of my friends, he put a radio in the goal so he could keep us updated on the score. So that was a memorable day. And then we've had a few good times under obviously Jim Smith, and that was probably as good as it got, really. And then pretty much since then, it's kind of gone one way. And it's hard to explain, really, isn't it? 11-point season, multiple playoff failures, finals, last day disappointments when we could have got in the playoffs, and then moving on to the realisation that we could have actually lost our club, which is unthinkable, really, but we got very close and generally thought that was what was going to happen. So step up the living God, David Clowes. Like, where do you want your statue, mate? Because literally, you've not just saved a football club, you know, you've saved tens of thousands of people in the process. So, you know, you literally, we owe you everything. So moving on to this season, as the dust settles, it looks on the outside probably quite a fairly routine promotion. You know, 92 points, 5 points clear of Bolton, best goal difference in the league. Surely it was a breeze, but that's not the Derby way, is it? So, if only that were the case, you know. But Paul Warren, he's had his tough times this season. You know, I remember after the Stevenage defeat, a lot of people wanted him out. They weren't happy with the style of football, which, you know, at times has been tough to watch, but it's a results business. Clouds had a big decision to make. And thankfully, he stuck by Paul Warren. And thank God he did, because he galvanised the team. Since that day, I don't think any other team in the League One have picked up more points than us. So, yes, granted, it's not been the best to watch at times, but it's third-tier football. I mean, it probably rarely is nice to watch. I'd much rather get the 3 points than play well and get none. You know, he's made us hard to beat with Curtis Nelson and cashing absolute rocks at the back. You know, Wildsmith, he's played his part with some unbelievable performances as well when he's been called upon. But to me, it was the loan signing of Adams in January. He's covered every blade of grass for Derby since he's joined us. He's raised the standards. He's not accepted anything but the best from every player around him. He's just a fan's favourite. I mean, we really have to do all we can to sign him. I think he made the players around him believe that we were going to go up. He couldn't have done any more for the club. So he's been unbelievable. But they've all played their part. You know, Wildsmith with that save against Bolton. I mean, absolute worldie. Sonny Bradley, when he's come back in, he's shown us he was the player that we thought we were getting. Lewis Sibley, again, since we went to 3-5-2, he's been immense. Collins, so many great goals. And the fact he came back from injury so soon, that shows what kind of bloke he is, the character he is. And obviously Mendes Lang, you know, in the League One team of the season, the amount of goals and assists he's got, it's insane. He's been an absolute amazing player for us this season. I could probably go through the whole team. They've all played their part this season. I don't think there's anyone that's let the club down at all. So, you know, they should all be really proud of their performances. You know, it's going to be a big summer ahead for the club, looking to strengthen. There's a lot of players out of contract, so it'll be interesting to see who stays, who goes, what we do in the transfer window, whether we've got a bit of money to spend or whether we're savvy in the loan market. But it's exciting times ahead now, and we need to be looking forward, not backwards. So to me, we need to enjoy this moment. It doesn't come along very often, does it? So to enjoy this moment, and I don't care what other fans think, whether they think we're over-egging it or, you know, acting big time. You know, you don't often see your club get promoted, no matter what league it's in. Let's enjoy it. You know, this really is one to savour to me. So yeah, finishing runner-up in the third tier may not seem like a big deal to some, but to every one of us Rams fans, it's there to be enjoyed. You know, let's worry about the championship tomorrow. Today, let's cheer, cry, embrace, sing, party, and let's celebrate the start of a new dawn at Derby.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Rams Review podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch, we're on Twitter at Rams Review 1. Our Facebook is Rams Review Podcast. Or you can drop us an email, ramsreview@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, up the Rams.